And a good Monday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And we've got a full studio. About Brad to start things off.
Yeah, you bet. This is the first time I've...
Deputy Fire Marshal, good morning.
Good morning.
And Darren Emery, Deputy Building Official.
Brad's last day with us was last Monday. He retired after working for the city for 30 years, and for over 20 years he was the building official. He leaves with a lot of institutional knowledge, and his leadership will be missed. But we got a great staff and a supportive administration, and we're going to keep charging forward. So congratulations to Brad, and onward we go.
Yeah, and as I understand, Ryan, that congratulations in order to you
thank
well.
You.
There's a promotion.
Yep, thank you. Yep. With Brad leaving, I was promoted to assistant chief to replace him. And as I moved up, Jake Powell was promoted to deputy fire marshal. So, again, we're excited for the future, and there's a lot in the near future that we have to sort out and move forward, but we're excited.
Well, Jake, talk about your new role here with the fire department real quick.
Great, yeah. Thanks for having me. I take my new position effective October 6th, so I got about 1 week, but in the meantime, continuing to learn as much as I can and fill in and help out while we're all... I will be over the plans examiner, education, community outreach type programs that we have here at the Manhattan Fire Department.
Okay. What about Darren? Any changes for you here?
Well, changes would be a little bit more workload. We have organized over the last year or so, but as building official, my primary responsibility will be any structure that is being built. We'll look to make sure that it's approved and inspected as we construct it to make sure it meets code, and then any existing structure through our property maintenance team. We have a team of four that really puts a lot of effort into keeping our existing structures safe and secure.
All right. I don't know if a lot of folks understand that. You know, when they think of the fire department, they just think you're out there battling fires, but the scope of the job really goes a lot further than that.
It does. The idea of community risk reduction is something that we've embraced. We're lucky here in Manhattan to have our code services and fire prevention all under one roof. Allows for a lot of collaboration. This will be the second year since we restructured, so we're still kind of working our way through that to see what some of that means for our community, but we are set up to, like I said, to allow for better communication between inspectors and approach community risk reduction as a whole. So,
all right. Is there any other transitions that are happening right now as a result of this?
Not too much transitioning. We are currently hiring for a plans examiner position. Justin Beffert left us about a month ago for other employment, so we're filling that position right now. So it's kind of on all hands on deck to try to cover the plan review stuff right now. We will be backfilling one of the fire inspector positions since Jake got promoted from fire inspector. So we'll have a new individual coming on board for that. And actually, at the first of the year, we've got several things that are going to go into effect. The 2018 codes that we've adopted will take effect January 1. We've actually got a couple of continuing ed classes for contractors coming up this fall to cover some of those changes and some of the things that are coming up after the first of the year. We've got a class for general contractors on November the 20th at 8 o'clock at the fire station at Denison and Kimball. And then we've got another class for electricians general contractors on November 20th, and then the electrician class is December 4th at the fire station. So we'll also be having a meeting for landlord and owners to meet and greet our property maintenance inspectors. We try to do that roughly quarterly, so we'll have one here coming up this fall, and that date's to be determined. So trying to get some things in order for the first. We also have permitting and inspections coming off in the Blue Township Sewer District area, and I'll let Darren kind of talk about that a little bit.
Certainly. That's one of the biggest changes we'll see, both for our staff and likely for contractors around the area. As Ryan mentioned, effective January 1 of 2020, we will be issuing building permits and doing construction inspections in the Blue Township portion of Pottawatomie County, basically the area directly east of Manhattan, the Green Valley Road area, Timber Creek, Eagles Landing. We will be issuing building permits for new construction. One common question is, are we going to retroactively go back and look at what's under construction? No. Only what gets a permit issued after January 1 of 2020. And really good news for us is we'll be conducting our inspections and issuing permits in Pott County exactly as we do in Manhattan. So contractors will just have one set of rules to get used to, one way of doing business. We'll be doing the same identical inspections.
I know, and some people that live over there have been a little bit confused as to who they'll go through if they, when they pay the bill, do they go to the city of Manhattan, or they go to Pottawatomie County?
It's actually both. We're both going to be issuing the permits, but we're working really hard with Pott County right now to try to streamline the process, so it'll be hopefully a single application. The process will start in one way online, then it'll divide out. You will still need a permit in Pottawatomie County and a building permit in Manhattan. But we're working hard to try to streamline that process as much as possible.
Is that something you guys think will be online, or that'd be like a paper thing?
We're aiming for entirely digital, if at all possible. So online, most likely.
Well, that's great. That'd be very convenient for a lot of people. As far as that, you know, that's a huge undertaking for the Manhattan Fire Department. Kind of expands your service area, doesn't it?
It does. We'll have two new staff that'll come on to absorb some of that. We do plan on getting one of those positions filled before the end of the year, and then the second one will come on after the first of the year. But certainly it's a lot more drive time, just an area of coverage that's much larger. But again, it's the same subject matter we deal with here in Manhattan, so shouldn't be a lot of new learning for the staff that we have on, but we will have that challenge of training some folks and covering the area out there. So,
what do you typically look for in new construction as far as safety inspections?
That is one of the primary concerns. Safety, life safety for commercial structures, especially exiting, is a very significant issue. On residential construction, which is what we expect to see most out in Pott County, it's structural elements and electrical elements. We try to make sure that it's built solid from the ground up and that all the components go in safely and can be maintained for the life of the home.
And the residents over there in the Blue Township area, that's kind of a flooded floodplain area, is it not?
I don't know how much of it is actually in the floodplain area. That would be a good question for the administration in Pottawatomie County.
Okay. Well, yeah, it just, given its proximity to the river.
It's close to the river, that's sure.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's certainly going to be interesting. That takes effect January 1st, 2020. And again, I mentioned it includes anything that's built after that time, or permitted January 1st or after.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Well, that'll be something neat to look forward to here for those residents. Then after that, we get into Fire Prevention Week, which I guess starts next week.
Yes. Typically, Fire Prevention Week occurs every year, second week of October, and that's to commemorate the Great Chicago Fire in 1871. It's the longest running public health observance, so it's focused primarily on the risk we face in our homes. Unfortunately, the majority of fire deaths occur in our homes, 4 out of 5. So in recognition of that, the theme this year is Not Every Hero Wears a Cape. Plan and practice your escape. So we would encourage everyone to take time and practice and build a home fire escape plan. Draw a map of each level of your home, show all windows and doors, talk about how each room has a door and a window to get outside, make sure the children know how to open windows if they need help getting out, make sure an adult is able to help them, and also teach children to escape on their own in case you're not there or not able to reach them. Have a escape plan and practice it. Practice, push the smoke alarm to test the smoke alarm and to start the drill. Need to know what to do in case of smoke. Get low, get out, stay out, and practice using multiple ways out. Don't always go out the front door. Practice getting out a window every once in a while so that you're able to do that. And know a meeting place outside your home, a safe way from the house. And teach children how to call 911 in case of an emergency.
You know, I have an 8-year-old girl. I don't know that she knows how to open the window, so there's some education piece for me here. That, you know, that could be a life or death thing if you have a fire.
Yeah, definitely teach your children how to open the windows, open the doors, just in case they need to get out and you weren't right there and able to help them.
You know, with the smoke detector thing, I know usually around time change, that's when I know a lot of fire departments urge people to check their batteries. Is that about that's a few weeks away, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Time change coming up first part of November, but right now is a good time to start thinking about it. Get some fresh 9-volt batteries. Or double A's. There's a easy way to change batteries. Take the smoke alarm down, pop the battery out, put a new one in, make sure your family's safe. If you need assistance, you can call our administrative office and we can schedule someone to come out and help you put those batteries in.
That's great. That's a service I don't know if a lot of folks are aware of, especially for the older folks maybe who can't get up, you know, on a chair or a ladder to change a...
Yeah, we don't want anybody to get hurt falling off a step stool or a chair, but yeah, if you need help, definitely call our office and we'll get somebody out there to help change those batteries.
And what is the phone number?
Our phone number for our administrative office is 587-4504.
Okay. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back more with the Manhattan Fire Department when we return on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.